Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. In late September, Mattapan was rocked by a shooting spree that left four people dead and a fifth victim out on the street, barely alive, in the middle of the night. One of the victims was a young mother who was found holding her two-year-old son, who had also been shot dead. A few days after the bodies were discovered, police arrested Kamani Washington in New Hampshire in connection with the murders. Washington was charged with various crimes, including weapons and drugs violations. He pleaded not guilty to all of those, and to date, he has not been charged with murder. Now, 2 months later, there's a new development in the case. 33-year-old Dwayne Moore was arraigned today in Dorchester District Court on charges of murder, armed robbery, and home invasion. WBUR's Steve Brown was there, and he joins us now. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Sasha.
So, Steve, you were in court. Tell us the additional details you heard today about what happened the night of the murders and why these people seem to have been killed.
Well, prosecutors said today at the arraignment that Dwayne Moore, just this past summer, lived in an apartment on Sutton Street with one of the victims, 21-year-old Simba Martin. The DA said that Moore knew the layout of the house very well. He knew where drugs and cash were kept. He said Moore, along with Kimani Washington, who you just mentioned, decided to stage an armed robbery at the house, a home invasion in the early morning hours of September 28th. Now, the DA said that Moore had met Washington while they were both serving prison sentences. So on that morning, just before the murders, as Moore and Washington confronted Simba Martin outside the house on Sutton Street.
Simba Martin was one of the victims,
one of the victims. Is correct, yes. And one of the other victims who came up, the victim who survived the shooting, Marcus Hurd, happened to drive up in his car. Now, at that point, the DA said that the suspect set upon Martin and Hurd and then forced them back into the apartment where they told them to strip, and then they proceeded to rob the home of a safe, cash, drugs, and some other items, including a television set. Now, then the prosecutor said that the five occupants of the apartment, Martin, Hurd, another man, LaVon Washam Garrison, Ayanna Flannery, and her two-year-old son, Imani Smith, were then marched around the corner to a house on Wilson Street, where they were shot multiple times. Now, as I mentioned, Hurd was the only one to survive the shootings. He remains in the hospital, critically wounded.
And this was basically a middle-of-the-night killing.
Very early in the morning, somewhere around 1:30 in the morning.
So basically, it looks like the two men who've been arrested somehow knew that there were drugs and money in that house. They were going to break in and steal it. And then they marched the victims out after they stripped them. Did the police say why they were stripped and marched out of the house?
Early on, they were saying that often happens during a drug deal, people involved in it are told to strip. That keeps them from running away. They didn't address those other than saying that is what happened, that the victims were stripped before the murders, but that was what was mentioned back in September.
This 33-year-old man arraigned today, Dwayne Moore, the man arraigned for murder charges, he has a record. You mentioned he had been in prison. What was he in prison for?
He was in prison for manslaughter. He was serving a 10 to 15-year sentence. He just got out earlier this year.
Just out earlier this year and already being arraigned again for something else, allegedly.
Correct.
Was he in court today?
He was in court, but he wasn't seen in court. He was probably kept in a holding cell outside of the court. And I sense that was a letdown for many of the relatives and friends who had come into court earlier today in the hopes of getting a glimpse of this man who was accused of the shootings. Moore's court-appointed lawyer, John Amarbalay, he entered a not guilty plea on behalf of his client, and he did not contest the prosecution's request that Moore be held without bail. Amarbalay says that had his client been forced to be seen in court, it would likely taint the jury pool.
Obviously, this case is going to get a lot of attention. It's a terrible, tragic crime. And we want to ensure that we get a fair jury that's not influenced by prejudicial pretrial publicity.
Steve, you said earlier that this was a letdown you sensed for many relatives and friends there. Were there many friends and relatives there?
I did. Yes, there were dozens of them jammed in the courtroom. Many of them were wearing T-shirts or buttons with the victims' photos on them. And they're still hurting from the murders, obviously, and as they were at the time of the funerals. You might remember there was a lot of anger towards the news media at that time. Well, that hasn't abated. Very few people who were there wanted to talk. One relative of Ayanna Flannery and two-year-old Imani Smith explained for reporters why it was important for them to be in court today.
Because it was important for us to be here because we are related to Imani, you know?
What do you want people to know?
That Imani was a loving child. Yana was a loving mother. You know, we both miss them a lot.
Steve, as you know, Boston police have a lot of concern about gang violence in Boston right now. And there was a terrible shooting in Jamaica Plain on Sunday in which three people were killed at a pizzeria called Same Old Place. Mm-hmm. Police are saying they think that shooting in JP was gang related. Although in this shooting, police are they saying this does not seem to be a gang related killing?
We haven't heard the term gang. There are indications this was drug-related. The prosecutors said that Moore and Washington went to that apartment specifically to steal drugs and cash that they thought and knew were in that apartment. The suspects went looking for the drugs and money, but it's not necessarily gang-related.
And, Steve, today was the arraignment of Duane Moore. What is next in this Mattapan case?
Well, he's due back in court on December 22nd. In the meantime, he is being held without bail on the four murder charges as well as a number of other charges.
Steve, thank you for that update.
Thank you, Sasha.
Steve Brown is a WBUR reporter, and he was at the arraignment today of Duane Moore, a murder suspect in the Mattapan killings from September. Up next, we'll look at why primary care doctors may be going extinct and the new efforts to change that. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.